New York City Mayor Eric Adams assured the public on Tuesday at his weekly press briefing that his deputy mayors Maria Torres Springer and Mira Joshi were conducting a review of the Department of Buildings in light of the indictment of his former chief advisor, Ingrid Lewis Martin. Lewis Martin is alleged to have intervened with the DOB to obtain assistance for two businessmen, Rezada Vaid and Mayank Dwivedi, who are also named in the indictment, among other allegations. Lewis Martin, along with her son and the two businessmen, were charged with four different counts among them, including receiving bribes and money laundering. A 30-day review of that entire process, headed by her former colleagues at City Hall, was in order regarding the alleged illicit dealings with the buildings department, according to the mayor. Most recently, former New York Police Department Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry resigned on December 20, after allegations were filed against him by a former colleague, Quathisha Epps, accusing him of coercing her to commit sexual favors in exchange for overtime opportunities. "You can't predict unknowns. And, you know, these are troubling allegations," said Adams. "They're going to go through their review as they're supposed to do." This is not the first time Madry has faced troubling allegations. The former police chief was alleged to have physically assaulted a woman, Tabitha Foster, in 2015, whom he had a relationship with while they worked in the NYPD together when she was Madry's subordinate. Police investigators requested charges against Madry for providing inaccurate and misleading statements during official police department interviews regarding the alleged beating of Foster. He eventually negotiated a settlement and pleaded guilty to other charges, which stripped him of 45 vacation days. The mayor defended his close relationship with Madry and his inclusion within the administration despite the disturbing charges hanging over the former police chief, not including the allegations from Epps. "Do the analysis of previous administrations, and look at the people brought in. They brought in their college buddies. They brought in their law firm buddy. They brought in the people who went to play golf with," said Adams. "You look for experts within your span and you look for experts who you don't know. It's a combination." The mayor also spoke directly to immigrants after being asked what his message was to those feeling anxious about an incoming second Trump administration, which has pledged to carry out mass deportations of undocumented immigrants all across the country. "Don't live in a feeling of anxiety," Adams said. "Continue to do the job that you're doing. This is a place for those who want to pursue the American dream. But it would never be a place for those who want to harm innocent people in this city." Adams also announced, founded by NYC, a year-long celebration of the 400th anniversary of New York City and its achievements throughout the centuries in partnership with New York City Tourism Plus Conventions. Organizations throughout the five boroughs are encouraged to submit their upcoming in-person events for consideration to be included in this year's celebration.